The story of Chinese Kazakh Sayrogul Sotbay has gained international attention recently, something she never expected. 3 years ago, Sotbay faced torture in Chinese detention camps in the Xinjiang area. The 43-year-old Kazakh woman said she was surprised last Wednesday. That is when U.S. First Lady Melania Trump gave her the U.S. State Department's International Women of Courage Award in Washington. She was recognized for providing testimony about human rights violations in the Chinese camps. I am also thankful to this country and the Trump administration for sending a strong signal to China to stop its abuses against both Kazakhs and Uyghurs who are being oppressed, Sotbay told VOA. She said she hoped her story would help other people in Xinjiang to speak up about the human rights violations they are facing. I strongly hope that this award would help raise awareness to the human tragedy in East Turkestan, and other countries around the world also step out and help the voiceless Uyghurs and Kazakhs oppressed in China, she said. East Turkestan is a term often used by the Muslim community in China to refer to Xinjiang. Sotbay worked as a medical doctor when Chinese officials increased their campaign against minorities in Xinjiang in early 2017. First, she was forced to work in a camp teaching detainees Mandarin and Chinese Communist Party propaganda. Then she was detained. Chinese authorities confiscated my passport long before I was first detained in 2017, Sotbay told VOA. She explained that she was prevented from moving to Kazakhstan with her husband and two children in early 2016. She said she was tortured and imprisoned in the detention camps for about 6 months before her release in March 2018. She crossed the border illegally into Kazakhstan in April 2018 because of fears that she could be detained again. The only dream I had at the time was to unite with my family in Kazakhstan. So I decided to take the risk to cross the border without legal documents, she told VOA. While in Kazakhstan, Sotbay was jailed for illegal border crossing. She was denied asylum. Sotbay and her family later moved to Sweden. There, she gained international attention as a female activist spreading awareness of the Chinese campaign in Xinjiang. During the award ceremony, Secretary of State Mike Pompeo said Sotbay bravely gave details of the detention camps. He said her efforts will help other former detainees and family members to come forward to tell their stories to the world. Xinjiang is known as a Uyghur autonomous region. About 1.5 million Kazakhs live there. Many Chinese Kazakhs who flee the area go to neighboring Kazakhstan, which shares a 1,770-kilometer border with China. Those who arrive in Kazakhstan say that Kazakhs and Uyghurs are facing severe government human rights violations. More than 1 million people are believed to be detained in the camps. China has denied the claims. It says the camps are job training centers that help the local community get new skills. Chinese officials have said the actions taken in Xinjiang are part of China's war on extremism, terrorism, and separatism. Pompeo visited Kazakhstan in February. He urged Kazakh officials to offer asylum to those fleeing China. He met with Akhikat Kalyola, who became a naturalized Kazakhstan citizen in 2018, 4 years after his move from China. Akhikat told VOA that he was worried about his family. "I first lost contact with my family in March 2018. Later, friends told me that my father, mother, and two brothers were taken to concentration camps. I also heard that China even sentenced my father to 20 years in prison," he said. For years, the government in Kazakhstan welcomed Kazakhs living around the world, including from Xinjiang. By 2016, nearly 1 million Kazakhs had gained citizenship in Kazakhstan. It is believed that almost 15% have come from China. The Chinese Kazakhs share a language and culture with Kazakhstan and had strong ties with Xinjiang. China cut those ties in 2017 as it increased its campaign. I'm John Russell.